Red FM's Big Red Bench. Red FM.
It's always good to have your experienced boys and guys with great talent back into the mix, and they tend to, when they come back, lift the standards of the whole group. But to be fair, the guys have done a great job in terms of the standards this year, and it's going to be nice to have those boys back.
2 weeks in Italy at this stage of the season, is it almost like a pre-season torn away?
Yeah, it's about 9 days. So it very much an opportunity for us to collectively just spend some time together and get our collective thinking around some aspects of the game, which can be challenging in the two-centred Munster region. And it'll be good to get the guys together for that period of time and be able to get some good work done.
It's always good for team spirit and morale, I suppose, for everyone to be together for that length of time.
That's right. Yeah, and you're in a foreign-speaking country, which tends to make people gravitate towards each other. There's hopefully some good byproduct of the time we're going to spend there.
Are you happy enough with the performance last weekend?
Yeah, look, going through the review, it was really a pleasure to review that performance for a number of reasons. And, the guys are pretty proud of the effort they put in. The key is that we keep backing those performances up now.
And a big range of try scorers as well, which you must be happy with.
Yeah, well, we've got some ability across the park, and they've set a really good standard for us in the Rabo competition, and the players going forward in it now have got some high expectations to meet. So, yeah.
Where are you? Sorry, Jim. Go on.
Just on the squad that's going to Italy for the two games, you're still short Paul O'Connell and Connor.
Yeah, all the two lads that were initially named in the Lions trip, they won't be joining us because of they're still engaged in pre-season activity, but they'll be making their way back into the group over the next 2 or 3 weeks.
And you'll be assessing the players you're taking for the Lions or the Heineken squad on Thursday. On Thursday week, sorry.
Yeah, well, that's named Thursday week. So we've got one more hit out. We've got an A fixture today, and then we've got the Zebra in the weekend. So that's our last opportunity to see the boys play before that group's named.
Yeah, so some of the guys who are playing on the A fixture today may figure in the squad?
Yeah, that possibly, yeah. It's an important fixture for them as well.
Did you have people watching Zebra for you over the weekend, and have you been able to review the tape?
Yeah, we've got a bit of footage. It's they were pretty robust against Connacht. Connacht always difficult at home, and they put up a pretty reasonable performance. So as I said, they'll be heading home now with a desire to get their new stadium off to a winning start. So that'll bring some hurdles of their own.
I suppose I have to ask you about the Heineken Cup situation. What are your thoughts on it?
Look, just going to wait and see what comes out of the meeting. I don't really have any thoughts. I'm sure the people in charge of the Heineken Cup will do a great job of making sure that it doesn't lose its prestige and the glamour that it currently has in Europe. And as long as they operate in the best interests of the game, I'm sure we'll get a positive outcome.
You spoke before the Edinburgh game about the out half situation, how you expect them to be kind of pushing each other. You must be quite happy with how the both of them did.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's a real area of excitement for us. They're still developing tens. Ian Keatley's been around a little bit longer and has a little more depth to his experience, and thought performed expertly and justly got the Player of the Day award last week. And JJ, every time he gets on the park, he's adding something as well. So, yeah, very pleased with what's happening there.
And you were saying that because of the Lions, the two lads are still unavailable. When are they expected back?
Just depends. Probably Dragons at this stage. But we'll just see how things are unfolding in terms of their state of health, really. We've just got to make sure that they're ready to go when they do come back.
On the Zebra game, just on this Friday night, when you played them, I know it was at the end of the last season and it wasn't a great time to play them, but it was a difficult enough game. They were very physical.
Oh, it was a great time to play them. It was, we ran out a lot of the younger guys after, the disappointment of the ERC semi-final loss to Claremont, and they perform really admirably. You know, Zebre are a difficult side, a challenging side, and more difficult at home, and we found that last year. But the boys ground out a really good result in the end. We created a few opportunities that we didn't quite capitalise on. Zebre hung in there, and as you say, they're dogged, they're tough. Very proud team, and they've got some good players in there, so they're not the rollover team maybe that people think they are. So we'll have to be up for it, and you know, it'll be you know, a very challenging experience for the group that goes out there.
Red FM's Big Red Bench. Red FM.
I thought we played some exciting rugby, and I suppose scoring 5 tries any match is good. I think the reaction of the crowd, you could see as well, they were very pleased. So, I don't know, exciting start, but we know that the back-to-back talent trip is going to be tough, as we saw last year against Treviso. They gave us a good hiding over there, so has to be focused for next 2 weeks.
And I suppose the spread of try scores as well is always pleasing.
Yeah, it's good. I think we moved the ball very well. You know, as I said before, like we need to develop when to run and when to kick and find that balance. I think we found it against Edinburgh, you know, so... It's great to get a wide range of scores, you know what I mean? It's great to throw the ball around and keep it in tight. James Throne scoring a try from tight, then I suppose us getting tries away is a great combination of tries.
And this trip as well to Italy, it's 9 days in Italy, I think. It's almost like a pre-season tour. Are you looking forward to it? Are you excited about it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a change from just, I suppose, training in Cork, Limerick every week. It's nice to get out and get a change of scenery, but I suppose... we're going to be seriously focused on those 2 matches because we know how Treviso and Zebre can play over there. They're very dogged, and to be honest, they can, as we saw last year, they can throw around the ball, and you know, they can hurt you. So,
and with the Heineken Cup squad being named next Thursday, it's the, I suppose, the last chance for fellas put their hands up, isn't it?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of guys there now in the squad that a lot more than the last couple of years that are really kind of vying for those spots. So I think we didn't need any more focus because we knew how they'd play over there, the 2 Italian teams, but especially when the announcement is so close, like it's going to be the last 80 minutes for you know, a number of lads, so there won't be any lack of focus going to that match, I think.
And speaking of the Heineken Cup, have you had time to digest the news from yesterday with the English and French clubs, and what are your thoughts on it?
I don't know. I suppose all that decisions are kind of boardroom level at the moment. I wouldn't know, you know, you wouldn't know a lot about it personally, but I suppose on a personal level, I hope it all gets resolved. It's a great competition, steeped in history. So, I mean, I know from the opinion of the squad, we all want to play in the Heineken Cup, do you know what I mean? So it's we're hoping for a quick resolution on that.
With the Heineken Cup squad being announced, is that pressure or is it something that drives you on as players to improve?
I think just particularly this year that it's a positive thing. I think it drives you on because I think everyone's getting a fair crack at it. So, I mean, you see the likes of Ronan Amani, starting, James Cronin starting, everyone is getting a chance to state their claim in the Heineken Cup, so I don't think it's you know, getting your 30 and just playing them repeatedly. You're getting guys, you know, younger guys getting their shot. So I think it's a great positive thing, the selection of the Heineken Cup next Thursday, because everyone is just really upping their game.
Compared to this time last year, there was a lot of apprehension, a new coaching and the whole lot, but this year it seems to be a lot more. The guys, you look fitter, and you definitely Rob. Everyone seems to know what Rob wants. Yeah. Would that be a fair comment?
Yeah, I think it took time because Munster had a certain way of playing. I know, I suppose it's on repeat now, they said, but like Munster had a way of playing, and it doesn't happen overnight that you know, you have a perfect balance when to run, when to kick, and just, you know, be throwing the ball around, scoring tries everywhere. So over the 12-month period, we learned. Do you know what I mean? We learned, and especially over the 8-week period of the pre-season, we got off an awful lot. That's the S&C. We're fantastic. Like, we're an awful lot fitter. I think you can see that maybe from the 60-minute to 80-minute where we are scoring tries and kind of kicking on the full 80 instead of, you know, dropping our percentage from the 60 to 80-minute. But I think it's coming on nicely. I think there's more to come from us, you know. So it's we're an awful lot happier, I think, now than 12 months ago in terms of understanding what we need to do in the game plan.
And personally, yeah. I suppose you'd be hoping that you will make the Heineken Cup and you will get another performance this weekend in the Rabble, maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. I just hope to, you know, just to keep going. Do you know what I mean? It's a great start against Edinburgh. So, I mean, it's everything's positive. Everything is kind of going well so far. So I think we just got to, you know, we can't let it drop now. It's the first game of the Rabble, you know. If we're going to be serious contenders to the Rabble and Heineken, it needs to be consistent. So, yeah. Absolutely.
And as I said, your try last Saturday, Your try last Saturday, you seem to be very happy with that, especially as James Cronin and James Collin had been very close to you. You were very close to them when you got the try.
Yeah, I think it was, it's great to score because I haven't scored in a long while, so it's nice to get over the whitewash and it's enjoyable. I love playing Musgrave Park as well. It's like, you know, it's I played there for years, so playing in a Munster jersey, scoring there in front of, you know, people you do know and stand very personally is great. So no, it's been a great start. We hope to keep it up against two Italian teams now next week.
There's obviously a very good atmosphere in the squad at the moment. Donica spoke about the amount of ball work pretty much from the first day back that you've been doing. Is that, obviously you're professionals, but to have the ball in hand, to have the ball there the whole time, is that something that actually adds to the whole atmosphere?
Yeah, I think there's been a change in terms of the conditioning we do this summer. I mean, the squad had a good voice and we said, and discussed with the SNC, and they brought in their own ideas about having the ball in conditioning games. So, you know, making decisions when you're absolutely, you know, nothing left in the tank. So we kind of repeated that over 8 weeks. And I think you can see that our skill level has gone up an awful lot in terms of just phase on phase passing the ball and recycling it. So I think it's been a great pre-season in terms of being able to use those conditioning games in real matches and be able to recycle ball and get that skill level up.
It must be positive for a group of players then that the coaches are prepared to listen to you in what you want, that they're showing that trust in you.
Yeah, I think they're great for it. I think it's also needed. The players need a combination of they're saying and also to listen. So I think like the SNC in combination with the players came up with this idea about the conditioning with the ball in hand under pressure, and it's just been great. I just think it's just helped us so much in terms of when it's come to the 10th or 11th phase in a match, you don't just switch off, you know, you look for space and you develop those skills. So it's been great, you know.
Red FM's Big Red Bench. Red FM.
First off, Donica, I suppose 9 days in Italy, it's almost like a pre-season training camp with the season already started, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, I suppose at least there's a focus of a game over there, so we go over there to work, and it is an added bonus that we can get in some more quality training time with one another, and especially obviously because we're in two centres. Yeah. It's a lot of the Limerick lads, we get to know them as well more, so it's great. It's an exciting change of environment, freshening things up, and a bit of sun as well, so it'll be something to look forward to.
Yeah, a few days in Lake Garda this time of the year, you want to know it, will you?
Well, if it's too sunny, I would be pretty allergic to the sun, so I'll stay clear as best I can, but yeah, it's definitely like everybody's bouncing around, and the weather's nice and dry and warm, and makes for a good standard of rugby as well, and training sessions standards can increase also.
As you mentioned, is it always good for, I suppose, team bonding and stuff like that as well?
Yeah, obviously not too much team bonding, to be honest, it is a definitely good, as I said, good change of environment. Guys can go off and do things and get to see nice places like that. You know, and that's obviously one of the perks of the job, really, that you can go to these nice places. And but obviously, you know, playing really heavy heated conditions wouldn't be something. But I'd be keen to. But it's definitely a perk of the job. Anyway.
And how do you keep cabin fever at bay on trips like this?
A lot of guys were bringing a lot of their own music, films, and books and stuff like that, and. Yeah, I suppose bringing a lot of earplugs as well, lads be snoring and close pegs and stuff like that, so that's obviously very important.
And just looking back to last week, and I suppose good to continue the pre-season form into the Rabo Direct Pro 12?
Yeah, it was excellent. I think we've had a very good pre-season. We've been, standards in training have been quite high, and I think it's been quite, it reflects well in the pre-season games we've had, and it's good to build momentum into the Edinburgh game. Obviously we're going to be playing them three more times at least this season, so it was good to get a good win at home in Musgrave Park. The boys love playing there. Musgrave is by far, and I think, one of the best pitches in the competition. I think it's fantastic, and it was great. The lads played really, really well, and were able to close out the game well in the end.
And Zebre, this week you never get an easy game against them, especially in their own turf.
Yeah, it's a tricky offer to get over to as well. Definitely they're definitely improved from looking at their pre-season games. They've definitely improved, and they're getting more familiar with one another. And you know that when teams are getting more familiar and more organised, and the coaching setup, obviously it seems a lot more difficult to beat. Our final game last year against them in Zebre, we were lucky to get a win over there, and obviously they're vying for their first win in the competition, so we're definitely going to have our own stuff together, but obviously they're going to try and make it as difficult as possible.
is it good to see good buzz in the camp so far with the pre-season training? And the guys look a bit fitter than they did last year, maybe?
That's a very controversial comment there. They're constantly evolving. I suppose the S&C, they're trying to push the envelope and trying to raise standards. We've got these GPS units that are here in the club, so it's kind of a closer monitoring of what we were doing and what sort of mileage we're clocking up and what speeds we're hitting. So, you know, obviously, either whether it's pull the reins in a few certain individuals or get the stick out and beat a few lads around the field faster, I suppose. But it definitely, that sort of information is fantastic for the S&C, and it definitely is. It's really using that service pretty well.
A lot of fellas have, in the three games so far, have put their hand up. Some of the forwards have been very much to the forward, to the front of making an extra effort this year. No worries, you know?
It's great to have competition there across the board. It raises standards as well, and obviously, you know, forces guys who have been there before to raise their standards again. And it's great because last year it was quite evident that, you know, we did pretty well in the Heineken Cup campaign, but when it came to the Rabo, we weren't where we needed to be. We were a bit down the table than we'd hoped, and that kind of reflects on the squad. So it's encouraging that this year we have, I think, we're a lot more competitive in that area, and it's all good for the squad.
The last match of the season last year was the game against Zebre, and that was a very difficult, sometimes torrid occasion. But hopefully this Friday night we should be much better, do you think, or how do you think it'll go?
I watched their game against Connacht and a few of their pre-season games. They've had done three or four pre-season games. I've been chatted to Dave Ryan, who is playing with them, and certainly they're, you know, they'll be very motivated to beat Munster and to be big scale for them. So I think we're definitely going to have our work done and make sure we bring a lot of intensity.